This is a follow-up from yesterday. We had a discussion as we headed into Election Day yesterday. We talked about the most egregious candidate missing from a ballot, Lou Whitaker. We talked about not being on what will be the Contemporary Players Committee ballot for a chance to be voted into the Hall of Fame. Wasn't even considered worthy enough to be on the ballot. Doesn't even have a chance to be turned down by the Contemporary Committee. We thought it was the most egregious representation of something on Election Day that needed attention. And as part of our discussion, I think, as we were closing out a discussion about this, we said something about, you know, so listeners, someone needs to contact the commissioner or something like that. Well, I got a message from Kim from Bay City, our loyal listener, who says, actually, she did reach out to the Hall of Fame itself, even back in August. Kim attended the Lou Whitaker game when they retired his number.
Yep.
And so she made a poster from Lou's stats, and she sent that to the Hall of Fame. Looks like she was sending it on their Facebook page and left a message. And the Hall of Fame message was, "Hi, Kimberly. Thanks for your vote. Lou Whitaker had a wonderful big league career and remains eligible for the Hall of Fame induction via the Contemporary Players Era Committee, which meets next in December. The ballot for consideration will be announced in the days immediately following the 2022 World Series." That was in August. Of course, we now know that the ballot came out and he's not on it.
He's somehow not on it.
Yeah. Kimberly reached out again. How very disappointing that you again neglected to acknowledge Lou Whitaker. So unbelievably ignorant. Why would you include someone who used drugs, Ralphie L. Palmeiro, and deny Lou Whitaker his place? Unbelievable. Hall of Fame. Dear Kimberly, thank you for your note. Lou Whitaker had a wonderful career and remains eligible via the Contemporary Area Committee. He'll next be eligible in 2025.
It's almost like they were giving her just the canned response.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Nice.
She followed that up with, "Lou Whitaker had a Hall of Fame-worthy career. Sucks that he keeps getting passed aside. Hopefully he'll make it while he's still alive, and the honor he has earned won't again be a posthumous recognition." Hear, hear.
Yes.
Kimberly.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you for being the spokesperson.
Yes. Somebody has to be. Good
Somebody
job, Kimberly.
Has to be. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So sticking up for Sweet Lou, I'm sure she probably has the sentiments that are echoed by many. We hope anyway.
Many, many.
Many, many, many. But I wonder if we can get in contact and let Sweet Lou
know.
He might appreciate that.